Open your Bible with us this morning to Ephesians chapter 1. I want to go back to our text, our subject and text. That didn't cost you anything. So you don't have to, you know, don't be worried, don't be concerned about getting a bill. In Ephesians chapter 1, I need to talk to you today. In the time that we're living in, I need you to hear what thus says the Lord. Amen? Amen. Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to read my text again, but I'm going to skip down to verse 17 for time's sake. And if you guys can put that up in the Passion Translation, Ephesians 1:7, if y'all can put that up, it'll be we will appreciate that. Hallelujah. Our text says, our subject says, this is what we're talking about now. It is time to go through the door of this revelation truth. I'm going to talk about some revelation truth. And you only get this by allowing the Spirit of God to reveal this to your heart. Your mind can't conceive it. You hear it, but your mind go most time like that pinball machine that anybody ever played. I know that's old. You kids, all these games and gadgets they got now, you don't probably don't even know what a pinball machine is. But I used to play them. I tell you what, I would rather play one than to eat my lunch. And I would play that pinball machine, you know, you're trying to get that ball, keep it from going off the board. As long as you keep it bouncing off of those things, you're getting points. If you get enough points, you'll get an extra game. And that means you don't have to pay for it. Anybody here? So that ball's about to go off that board, and I try to shake it, make it do something, it go tilt, and the whole game go off. It's go tilt, and nothing happens. And so, when you try to operate in spiritual things with your natural mind, your mind just don't conceive it. Your heart will believe it if you'll give it your heart an opportunity to receive it. But your mind can't conceive it. So it says, hogwash, or it'll go tilt on you. And it won't work. And many, many believers have lived their lives and they wonder why these things they read in the Bible, they don't see them. Because many try to conceive it with their mind. So you got to understand, you're more than a mind. Do you understand? The Bible says you are a spirit. How can you be a child of God? And the Bible plainly says, God is a spirit. Hello. Now, how can you be a child of God and not be a spirit? How many of you have children? A lot of you do have children. Some of you have grandchildren. What do they look like? How do they operate? They look like you, walk like you, talk like you, learn like you. Do eat like you, sleep like you. Why? Because they are like you. When we understand, when we get born again, we are just like our Father. And we have to be taught. We have to learn spiritual things. And we have to learn how they work. Just like there are natural laws, there are spiritual laws. And you have to learn how they work. They work by faith. The main way they work Let me explain this so you can understand, and we're moving on. See, when you get born again, you are born of love. If you're not born of love, you're not born again. The love of God is shed abroad in your heart. How? By the Holy Ghost. In other words, if God's love is not in you, you're not born again, because that's the only way. And that, once you are born again, the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart. Once you're born again, that love that's poured in your heart is to dominate your life. Everything you do should be done from a motive of love. All right. So let me go on. Don't want to get off on that one too far. I want to stay with my thought here today. Understanding spiritual things. It's time. Because there's so many lies have been thrown at us. So many things the enemy trying to get us to swallow. Trying to get us to accept that nothing we can do. Some people let the doctor be. Thank God. Let it go on record. I said it. Thank God for the doctors. Thank God for medicine. I want y'all to hear me. Thank God for it. But it's not the found say so. Did y'all hear what I said? But when you don't know any better, when you can't believe any further, well, then that's what you'll stop at. That's where you stop. Well, the doctor said, and that's it. No, if you know how to believe God, the doctor ain't the final say so. Amen. 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 And a lot of us here because of what the doctor did. But we know another one. We have a further truth. We have a deeper truth. We have an everlasting truth. Hallelujah. How are we going to get there? You got to be taught. If y'all will agree together right now, every one of you in here, so we're going to agree right now. We're going to bypass a jet, and we're going to put it out there on the thing out here with the airport out here. Pastor wants you to fly anyway. We'll provide them fuel. We'll provide the money. We'll provide everything. All you need to do is just get in there and fly. Guess what? If somebody don't teach me or somebody else don't fly me, that jet won't go nowhere. Because I don't know how to fly one. But can a jet be flown?
Yes.
Can you fly a jet?
Yes.
Will they fly?
Yes.
But why can't I fly? And don't. Why we are not walking in these things? There's no revelation. Knowledge has been revealed to us in these areas. So you can't do. I said this many years ago to this same congregation. Many of you probably knew. You can't do what you don't know. You can know natural things, and you also can know and learn spiritual things. Natural things are taught and learned and practiced. Am I right? Do I have any? I think I have some teachers in here. I know I got one. I lived one all my life. She's been working on me. Hallelujah. Well, then, spiritual things, they are just as real or more real. If they're not taught, you can't learn them. If you don't know how to teach them, just like my wife was, still is, an English teacher. And she's been working on me. And can't y'all say thank God for helping Pastor out? Amen. Y'all pray for me. I need some help.